USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried was accused by U.S. regulators of carrying out a multi-year scheme to defraud investors. The SEC said on Tuesday that Bankman-Fried, who was arrested on Monday in the Bahamas, raised nearly $2 billion from investors before imploding. In the past 9 months, Jerome Powell has raised the interest rates at the fastest pace of any Federal Reserve chair since the 1980s. The result has brought the housing market to a standstill and prompting fears of an imminent recession. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year to combat stubborn inflation caused by government overspending. The government will partially shut down starting Saturday if Congress does not act to extend funding. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said that Congress needed more time to reach a deal on funding the government for fiscal 2023.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled the Biden administration cannot force a group of Catholic hospitals and doctors to perform transgender operations. The ruling followed a similar ruling over the summer when the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals held that Christian medical organizations did not need to perform abortions. The Department of Energy is planning to announce today a major scientific breakthrough at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California. Researchers there have been trying to develop harnessing the energy from nuclear fusion, which would be great news. Fusion can be turned on and off like a switch and does not create any long-lived radioactive nuclear waste. We are USA Radio News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
China is working on a $143 billion support package for its semiconductor industry. The communist nation says it's a major step towards self-sufficiency in chips and to counter U.S. moves aimed at slowing its technological advances. Russian President Vladimir Putin's health has come into question again, as scheduled events have been canceled recently. On their invasion, a senior U.S. military official said on Monday, Russian troops are using decades-old ammunition with high failure rates as it erodes through its stockpiles of ammunition. The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
A group of 1,000 migrants crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas on Sunday night, which may be the largest single caravan so far to cross our southern border. Members of the group are mostly from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. It comes just 9 days before the expiration of Title 42, which allowed immediate expulsion of asylum seekers during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Sam Brinton, the Biden administration's non-binary official, twice accused of stealing someone else's luggage from airport terminals, has lost their job at the Department of Energy. It is not known if Brinton resigned or was fired. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.